The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. If they've got internet access, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. It's kind of a dark and gloomy, rainy morning here in the great Northwest. We're in the Bellevue area, looking west. I trust Seattle's still there because I drove through it on the way over here, but you can't tell now. And chuckling in the background there, that would be Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill, is here. Good morning, Gary.
Morning. Yeah, it's
pretty gloomy out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
We're just trusting that something exists beyond Mercer Island over there to the west.
Boy, it's still dark out, isn't it?
It is. It's still dark.
What's going on?
Yeah. Now, last week we know you were still sort of asleep. Well, because you never went to sleep because you were up in Alaska doing sporting events and flew back in the middle of the night and your plane was late and you got no sleep. But we made it through.
Yeah, we did.
Unfortunately,
we made it through the actual show. Yes.
Yeah, we made it through the actual show. However, I do want to apologize to any of you. Apparently, Gary, you know, you never know until something happens if things are really utilized, and we now archive our shows on the website. And you're always very good after the show. You, in order for that to happen on the website, you have to send the show via the ethers.
Yes.
To Rhonda Indigo Dog, our fabulous webmaster.
And if I don't.
And she then puts it up on the website, and she usually has it up, you know, by the end, you know, by the afternoon, Sunday afternoon sometime. Well, we got through the show last week, but apparently Gary was asleep after that because he had a lot of stuff going on, and you just forgot to send her the show.
Yeah, it's just didn't send it.
Yeah, so and then of course you don't have access to it when
so
you couldn't. Once we realized we realized that it was not up, and so I did. The point of this all being, Gary, is that people do listen to the archives and can't, because I'm getting emails like, didn't you guys do a show? The show isn't on the website yet. So I had to say, well, you know, Gary didn't get any sleep.
This one is all my fault.
Yeah, he just goofed, but I promised everybody that you would send it today, and so Rhonda will put last week's show up in the archives when she puts this week's show up. So.
And I'll send this week's, too.
I'll send this week's, too. So the archives will be back functioning, and last week will be up later in the day.
Yeah.
And we're sorry for those of you.
Yes, I do apologize.
Yeah. And now he's so upset about it that he's just not going to be here at all next week.
Yes, that's going to be my punishment. I'm banned for the show for a week.
That's not really true. You're going. No. It's just you can't get. But you're off doing some other sporting thing, right?
Yeah, doing Seattle University. And
yeah, but where is this game being played?
San Luis Obispo, in California.
And
it's a Sunday night game, which is unusual, and I just
so that
can't
means you will
flight.
Be in California.
Yeah,
I'll be in the state. Yeah,
and then I'll
so
be
it's a Saturday night game. Did you just say?
Sunday night. Yeah,
game.
I just can't get a flight there to be here.
Oh, I mean, you couldn't be here and then get down there.
Yeah.
For the, so you, I.
If it was
it.
A little more direct, but I have to go through San Francisco and. So.
Oh, I see. But we've broken in Tom. Tom's
yeah.
been here before.
So Tom's great.
Yeah, Tom will be here next week. We'll beat up on him instead of you.
Yes. Maybe he'll forget to send the archives.
No, let's hope he does not.
Oh, okay.
Because now we know that people really want to listen. So.
So it was a test. That's what you're saying. We were testing.
Well, it was an unexpected and unplanned test. But now we know that people are paying.
Yes.
Listeners are paying attention, and they want to listen to that show. So.
Yes. So now we'll make sure to.
Make sure that it gets there every week. All right, and you may have wondered where there's nobody chiming in from the other room. Nobody's bugging, and we didn't have, and the room is dark.
I know, it's so dark. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes it extra dark with no lights on.
It does.
That would mean that our wonderful co-producer, call screener Sandy Gaston, is not here today. But not to worry. She is doing good things. She's down in Oregon for the last weekend of the education she's been getting on this healing modality she's learning. And I'm sorry, that's all I can tell you, because I don't really know what it's all about. But so she's down there being educated. She will be back next week. And as long as we're talking about next week, and Gary, you're going to miss a fabulous show.
I know.
Martha Jordan will be back. Martha Jordan is the trumpeter swan lady. She's also the biologist very involved with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And she's bringing back Bruce Richards with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, who is now Mishka's handler, Mishka being the Karelian bear dog that was brought into the department by the beloved Rocky Spencer, you know, the Department of Fish and Wildlife agent that was killed tragically last year. And at any rate, Mishka is now with Bruce, and they're going to be in the studio with us because there is hot news, Gary. You know, I got upset with the cougar hunting starting, and there's been, of course, WSU has now proven that the trophy hunting is not solving the problem that cougars have with animals, because it takes out the boss cats, and then the teenagers go wild and cause even more problems. Well, the answer to not having to kill them and to not do that is the Karelian bear dog program and how they educate these wildlife to stay away from humans, and it's a wonderful, wonderful program, and these are fabulous dogs. And the department is getting ready to make them an official part of the department, as they've been a test so far, which is really exciting. And we are going to kick off the fundraising project to purchase two more dogs for our state, because I want them all over the state so they can help with the wildlife management. So you want to be here next week to hear all about that. Let's see. Today, it is the first Sunday of December already. Can you believe it? And it's not only the first Sunday, it's the 7th of December. Do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
No.
I could ditto that joke.
I don't think I've started either.
You did attempt to get Finley Santa Claus pictures yesterday.
Yeah, we did that. We went and got her picture taken.
But apparently
she as it turns out, she likes Santa from afar. She doesn't like the physical contact with Santa.
So she waved at him and was cool
as long as she
was with you guys.
And then the closer she got, the more nervous she got, until she was on his lap and then completely screaming.
Oh no.
Just screaming. I just lost it completely. So we're very anxious to get the picture back, because it should be very, very funny.
Do you think it's going to be a screaming Finley with Santa?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my.
So I was taking pictures during the... And I did, you know, I'm not a photographer, but I feel really good about them. See this whole sequence of her face just turning, and so...
Oh, what a shame. All right, well, I better get us moving here. It is the first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the Same Thing. Dr. Al will join us after the bottom of the hour, and we will have open phone lines for your animal and or human medical care questions. And I got to tell you, it'll work the same way today that it does when Sandy isn't here. We're doing an Art Bell thing, so we will open the phone lines. You will simply pick up your phone and call, and Gary will just put you on hold. And you'll know that your call has been answered when you can hear the radio show playing in your phone. And then you just hold on until I bring you up live on the air, and you can tell us who you are and what you want to know from Dr. Al. And let's see, we have got news and some follow-up, some news and good news today. We'll do current events at 10:50 as usual. There will not be a new Pet of the Week this week because Nancy McKinney is traveling today, but we'll update you on our past Pets of the Week. She will be back with a new Pet of the Week next week, and then about 11 o'clock we'll do our Fall into Winter Tip. And the prize closet is closed today because Sandy has the keys and she's not here. So that means we'll make up for with giveaways next week. So, oh boy. All right, first order of business. I am delighted to welcome back Addiction Pet Foods to the Animal World family of advertisers. Woohoo! It's a fabulous food, so I am so pleased to have them back on board. And they are coming back on board at this time because they're introducing a lot of new products. So, it is they're grain-free line of foods, and this is really special. Now, I just got test bags for Annie Gold, and I started switching her over to the Viva La Venison dry food. She liked it a lot, so Annie is starting the Viva La Venison, and there are several new varieties of Addiction. Salmon Blue dry food for dogs and cats, Viva La Venison dry food for dogs and cats. Everybody has been waiting for a grain-free dry food for cats, so this is really good. An herbed lamb and potato raw dehydrated food for dogs, and Meaty Bites soft treats for dogs. So you'll be hearing about them throughout the show, and on future shows, and I want to encourage you to pay attention to the ad, and then what you want to do is get on their website, www.addictionfoods.com, because next week we're going to start a giveaway. We're going to be giving away some of this wonderful new food, but it's going to be a little different because you're going to have to answer a question about addiction food in order to get the giveaway. So do your homework now, www.addictionfoods.com, and listen to the ads, and it's addictionfoods.com, so that you can answer the question next week and you can be the winner. Because there's only going to be one a week, so...
That's not a lot.
No, so you need to know the answer to that. All right, next order of business here is happening today. Oh, my gosh, there is a ton of stuff happening today. Speaking of those Santa photos, first up at Seattle Animal Shelter, Santa Claus photos will be happening today at the shelter on Elliott Ave, noon to 4 p.m. There's a suggested donation of $25 to the Help the Animals Fund, and you will receive a print and digital photos. More information at www.seattleanimalshelter.org. Basically, it's today, Seattle Animal Shelter, noon to 4. Let's see. Next option, Meow. Meow's holiday open house. Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale is today from 2 to 5 p.m. And it's great. All of these, pretty much all of these events, you can listen to Animal World and then go to the event. So that's cool. So Meow is in Kirkland from 2 to 5 p.m. It's their holiday open house, Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale. They're also hosting a very special pet food drive, so bring a canned or dried food for dogs or cats to the shelter when you come to the open house today. Then there will be Santa pony pictures at Equine Rescue Association up in Marysville. That's from 1 to 5 p.m. today. I bet Finley would be much happier on a Santa pony.
Probably.
So if your kids don't like Santa up close, how about a Santa pony? I bet they'd like that. And it is Equine Rescue Association. You get there by going north on I-5. It is the exit just north of Quilceda, so it's the 116th Street exit. You get off the exit, turn left, go through a couple stop lights and a stop sign, and it'll be on your right. If you want to call them about the Santa pony pictures this afternoon, it's 360-658-5494. Then also today, Ginger's Pet Rescue is having an adoption event at Petco and Federal Way. That's from noon to 4 p.m., and they have all kinds of puppies. Whew. And let's see. Today also, King County Animal Care and Control is at Pet Pros in Seattle, 10304 Lake City Way Northeast, from noon to 4 p.m. with adoptable dogs and cats. So, phew, that's a lot of stuff happening today. All right, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll come back and see if I can cram all the news into one segment. It'll be a test. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company Pets, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. And boy, is it worth a trip to Jones & Company up in Marysville. They have got, you know, everything but the kitchen sink on sale all through Christmas Day. And they've got Natural Balance, lamb and rice, 28-pound bags for only $29.99. All Midwest pet beds are 20% off. All Four Paws pet beds are 20% off. All heated pet beds are on sale. They've got, you know, Kongs, buy two, get one free. All their cat furniture, kitties need Christmas presents, and they're all 20% off as well, and that's just the beginning. So, well worth a trip to Marysville. You'll find Jones & Company on State Street. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest quality, all-natural, human-grade holistic products using the finest natural ingredients available, including vitamins and chelated minerals. Canada products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can. 100% satisfaction guaranteed and 100% nutritionally guaranteed. Check out the new All Life Stages grain-free formula, 80% meat protein, 20% vegetables and fruit, and zero grains. Discover why dogs love Canada. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Hey, if you've got dogs, you need to know about the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. They have the greatest facility, and they do boarding, board and spoil, board and train, and they do free behavior evaluations, but they also have the best doggy daycare center that I've ever seen. And they are conveniently located just off of 405, north of the 522 interchange. If you travel that north 405 corridor, very easy to drop your dog off on the way to work, pick him up on the way home, and you can go back and get home and relax, kick back, put your feet up, just feed your dog. They're worn out from playing with the other dogs all day. It is the Academy of Canine Behavior. They also have a cattery. They're in Bothell. Give them a call at 425-486-9567 or visit them on the web, www.aocb.com, and tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I love him. Oh. I bet Finley likes the Jingle Cats. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk. We're just getting rolling on this hour of our holiday editions of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll get started with Vet Sunday and Dr. Al Pluckner after the bottom of the hour. Right now, I'm going to try to get through as much of the animals in the news as I can. One follow-up article here to start with, Gary. Remember we talked about the polar bears swimming to Greenland?
Yeah.
And two of them got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and then they were going to regroup on that because there was a huge protest that these poor polar bears swam 200 miles, got out of the water, and they killed them. Unfortunately, there's no good news here. An Icelandic commission has recommended that any polar bears that swim to the island nation from Greenland should be shot because it's too expensive to ship the dangerous animals back home or to a zoo. The commission was appointed last summer after two of the bears were shot dead. They had apparently managed to swim up to 200 miles after ice floes, which carried them part of the way from Greenland, melted. The killings sparked outrage from conservation groups that blamed authorities for not keeping the bears isolated until they could be safely relocated. Polar bear sightings had been rare in Iceland until this past June. So, sorry to say that probably won't be the last time. All right. Oh, man. There's a lot of stuff going on with the whales. Remember, there was that huge stranding down by Australia we talked about last week, and they were only able to save 8 of the whales and get them back out. Well, here's right on the heels of that. This is out of last Sunday's paper. Officials rushed today to reach about 80 whales stranded on a remote coast in southern Australia. The group was spotted from the air Saturday on a rocky coastline at Sandy Cape, northwest of Tanzania State. Let's see, many of the 80 long-finned pilot whales counted appeared to be dead. Two crews of rescuers were on their way to the region, but were being slowed by the rugged terrain, which also limited the amount of equipment they could carry. Now, that's in the same sort of area that this other huge group of whales. So, I found no details as to whether or not any of these whales were going to be autopsied, or what they're doing to investigate what happened in that area. But don't you want to bet there was something happened in that area, maybe some sonar test or something, which is really sad. And then that brings up the next article. This made both papers. Most details were in Seattle PI on Thursday. The headlines being "Whale Songs Drown Out by Human Noise." There's a great picture of a couple of whale and a baby.
Oh, yeah.
This is very interesting out of Rome. The songs that whales and dolphins use to communicate, orient themselves, and find mates are being drowned out by human-made noises in the world's oceans. This is from a UN environmental group. The sound pollution, everything from increasing commercial shipping and seismic surveys to a new generation of military sonar, is not only confounding the mammals, it also is further threatening the survival of these endangered animals. Studies show that these cetaceans, which once communicated over thousands of miles to forage and mate, are losing touch with each other. Representatives of more than 100 governments are gathered in Rome for a meeting of the UN-backed Convention on the Conservation of Migratory Species of Wild Animals. The agenda of the conference, which ended on Friday, included ways to increase protection for endangered species, including measures to mitigate underwater noise. And measures suggested include rerouting shipping and installing quieter engines, as well as cutting speed and banning tests and sonar use in areas known to be inhabited by the animals. Woohoo! Wouldn't that be great if they did all that? Yeah, maybe if it was an international UN thing, then maybe our Navy would have to pay attention. Who knows? All right. All right. Well, the Bush administration is at it again. They've asked the Supreme Court on Tuesday to let the nation's older power plants draw in billions of gallons of water for cooling without installing technology that would best protect fish and aquatic organisms. The lawyers for the government and electricity producers urged the justices to overturn, once again, a lower court ruling that says the Clean Water Act does not let the government pit the cost of upgrading an estimated 554 power plants against the benefits of protecting fish and aquatic organisms when limiting water use. So we'll see what happens in the Supreme Court if they're successful on that one as well. Okay, well, let's forget that. This one's just disgusting. This is out of Wisconsin. A dog weighing more than 120 pounds survived being frozen to a sidewalk overnight. Probably because he was insulated by layers of fat. But apparently, the person that owns the dog said she tried to free the dog but couldn't, and instead checked on him through a few hours. The animal rescuers had to pour warm water over him to get him unstuck from the ice, and apparently the dog's 10 or 11 years old, and it's too soon to know if he had any long-term damages. But the woman is in trouble. She's being, she was arrested for a suspicion of neglect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would kind of be the natural thing to do, wouldn't you think, is pour warm water?
Well, yeah.
To
I mean,
free the dog?
Yeah.
Instead
yeah, well,
of letting
see,
it...
If it's truly a neglect case...
Yeah,
unlikely she's checking on it every hour,
right.
You know. So yeah. Who knows? But I, you know, we don't know the details. But just yeah, if your animal gets stuck to snow and ice, warm water, and get them unstuck.
Yeah.
All right. It's enough of that stuff. How about we close out here with the best good news about animals? We need this one, Gear.
Well, walking on daylight, that'd be a good start.
Yeah, we're working on it. Well, there's a little line of daylight over Mercer Island, and then the dark gray sky above it. Okay, we got a couple of local items in the good news department this week. If you still have it, Tuesday's paper, Seattle Times, Northwest Life section. Pull it out or go, if you didn't see it, go to the Seattle Times website. There is the front page of the Northwest Life section is a spread on a new photography book by a Bellevue guy, Paul Bannock. It's called Owls and Woodpeckers. Look at this fabulous owl shot.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. It's all about owls and woodpeckers, and the photographer is Paul Bannock. He's in Bellevue. If these pictures... they've got on in the paper are any indication of what's in this book, it is phenomenal. And in case you're very interested in this wildlife photography, check it out, and then know that the author and photographer of The Owl and the Woodpecker will discuss his book and conduct a multimedia sight and sound presentation at 6:30 Monday at the Ballard branch of the Seattle Public Library. That's 5711 24th Avenue Northwest. It's free, so that's 6:30 on Monday if you want to meet this guy and see his presentation.
The next page, I could see it the way you were holding the paper.
Uh-huh.
When you turn the page, there's this little, there's a great picture of a little owl face.
It's a pygmy owl. We were talking with Leslie from Sarvey last week about the pygmy owls.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous picture of the owl. In sticking its head out of it's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, these are so cool. This is not going in the recycling pile.
Yeah.
I'm saving these.
That's
photos.
A safe. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. All right. Oh, now the second good news here. I don't know. I couldn't let you know because it was made the front page of the page yesterday. Front page of the PI yesterday. So that's when I found out about it. But this is Are You on Catnip Camera? This is a local family here that wondered where their orange cat, Cooper, what he was doing during the day and where he went around the neighborhood. So they put a camera around his neck.
And that's an interesting.
That shot a picture every 2 minutes. And it was so great that they were featured on Animal Planet last night on Cats 101. So it was really
wow.
Neat. And by the way, these Animal Planet programs now, they're doing Dogs 101 and now Cats 101. It's a very good program with a background on different breeds and all kinds of neat stuff about cats. And they do, it's a new one every week, and then they repeat it a lot. So if you get a chance, you can watch this Cats 101 on Animal Planet. And you can see our local orange tabby Cooper with his little camera wandering around the neighbor taking photographs, neighborhood. Very cool. And the winner of the best good news about animals, this comes from Natural Resource Defense Council, NRDC, is thrilled to report a major victory for polar bears, endangered bowhead whales, and other species that live in and around the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. A federal appeals court has just ruled that the Bush administration's approval of Shell's plan, that we Shell Oil Company's plan to drill for oil next to the refuge in Alaska's Beaumont Sea is illegal. See, I mean, the Bush administration, they just said, go ahead and drill right next to the white... Oh. Anyway, the NRDC and Earth Justice, along with a coalition of Alaska Native organizations and conservation groups, went to federal court and proved that Shell's rush to industrialize this fragile ecosystem posed a greater threat to wildlife and the Inupiat people than the Bush administration was willing to admit. Now the court is sending the government back to the drawing board to study and disclose the, quote, significant harm that Shell's drilling could cause. Our courtroom, their courtroom record victory shows that oil companies can't get away with simply killing wildlife and destroying the Inupiat's way of life, which depends on that wildlife. The government's own experts predicted that drilling in the Beaumont would cause at least one oil spill, which would have been an unmitigated disaster for wildlife, as there is no known method for cleaning up oil in this icebound sea. So, the good news, the Bush administration was not successful in allowing Shell to drill. They've got to go back to the drawing board, and hopefully by the time all that happens, we'll be into the new administration, and we will be out of this drill business. There we go. So that concludes the best good news about animals. We will take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then it's time to start Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Wagon Tail Sliver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tail Sliver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human-certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Tired of pet food that doesn't work for your dog or cat?
Yeah.
Worried about the quality of your pet's food?
Yeah.
Don't just settle. Embrace Addiction's grain-free food. Every pet owner wants the best for their loved ones, and Addiction does too. The time has come to make a change in your pet's life.
Addiction's new grain-free foods may be just the thing you need to make a change in your pet's life. Free from byproducts, corn, wheat, or soy, Addiction contains only the finest premium proteins and the freshest ingredients. Think grain-free. Think Addiction Pet Foods. Available in all good pet stores.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on our Vet Sunday edition of Animal World. That's the first Sunday of every month. And you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Love those jingle cats. And I'm going to give you the phone numbers now because we will get started with Dr. Al here momentarily. I want to let you know that phone lines will be open for the remainder of the show today. And as always, your phone calls take priority. So if you have an animal or human medical care question that you would like to pose to Dr. Al, you would like to speak to us for any reason, you can just pick up your phone, give us a call. There is no one here to screen your calls, so Gary will simply put the phone on hold. You'll know that your call's been answered because you'll hear the radio show playing in your ear, and then you just want to listen until we pick you up live on the air. So, the phone numbers to call, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And if you would like to send us an email with a question or a comment, you can do that while we're on the air. Use our live email address, and it's pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And you know, Gary, I've been thinking, you know, usually on Vet Sundays with, often on Vet Sundays with Dr. Al, we hear from Mike and Rascal as Kitty. We haven't heard from Mike and Rasky for a long time.
I actually was thinking that.
Were you thinking about him, too?
Yes, I was thinking about that, actually.
Well, maybe Mike and Rascal will call us today and let us know how they're doing and how Rascal is doing. In the meantime, oh, there's another phone. The phone be ringing. So let's get Dr. Owl up, and we'll get to phones pretty quick, it looks like. And maybe, Gary, when I get started with Dr. Owl, this is what we'll get you your exercise today. Maybe you can run in the other room and see what that call's all about. Gary might be able to actually screen calls today from time to time, depending on how cooperative he is. But he's making up for being in the doghouse last week, so... and for not being here next week, so we can just really give him a hard time. All right, Dr. Al Plechner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. Good morning, Dr. Al.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
And you're down in California.
Yeah, I'm down in Santa Monica, actually.
What's the weather like down there?
It's a kind of breakthrough sun. It'll probably be in the high 70s. Pretty nice weather. I just talked to my son up in Idaho.
Yeah.
The timber, and it's snowing up there now.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah.
So he's taking care of the big place in Idaho, and how are all how's all the wildlife doing up there?
Well, wildlife seems to be doing pretty good. It's been fairly mild. He's again starting to feed, so we can kind of get an idea of how everybody's doing. The summer's been kind of, there's been a bunch of people in and out, and so the wildlife has been pretty much stayed back in the timber, except, you know, at night we'll come in and feed a little bit and water and stuff and go back on in, so everything seems to be pretty good.
All right, that's great. I certainly can think fondly of 70-degree days, but don't remember any around here for quite a while.
Yeah, you got a little rain up there? Or?
It's dark and gloomy and rainy today.
Well, it kind of sounds like Seattle.
Well, yeah, you know, with the climate changing, though, it's not like this all the time, which is what I remember as a kid.
Yeah, as I do. When I was born up there, it was like 27 days out of the month it used to rain.
Yeah, and it really, I probably shouldn't say that, but I'd say this, but it really doesn't do that anymore. We get our days of rain, but this is what I remember a typical day being, you know, when I was younger, you know, cloudy, overcast, dark, drizzly, and wet, but now we don't have constant rain all the time.
Well, the atmosphere has changed so much since we've interfered with the rest of our environment, you know.
Oh, absolutely. So how's the practice going down there now?
The practice is going good. Keeping busy, trying to, you know, move ahead. We've got the website is finished. It's not totally up yet, but I think you'll find it is really user-friendly, and it really does get into some of the things that you and I have been talking about for the past 6 years in a manner of which I think people can really understand it and relate to it. So that's good. And the article came out in the Townsend Letter on infertility as it relates to people, and it got nice response to basically that.
And that's an article that you wrote about infertility in humans?
Yes.
Because this endocrine immune imbalance that you've discovered, and we call it up here, we're calling it the Plechner imbalance now. Apparently, other places are starting to refer to it as the Plechner syndrome.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because, you know, for many years they've known what Cushing's syndrome is, which is an overproduction of active cortisone. And they know Addison's, which is an imbalance that comes from the first layer of the adrenal cortex, where you've got an electrolyte imbalance between sodium and potassium, and the MDs and vets consider everything else with the Addison's that it's Addison's syndrome, because all three layers then are depressed. But what I've found and what I've been reporting on is the only thing that I have found is in this syndrome is that the middle layer is not producing adequate amounts or adequate types of cortisol, and the other layers are working fine. The electrolytes are fine. The hormones, the sex hormones that come out of the inner layer are working fine. So it's really kind of an unreported syndrome, and I think that's why they're kind of calling it Plechner syndrome. I mean, I hate to have, you know, my name on the thing because of you know, it should be a medical explanation of what the syndrome is. You know, I'd rather have it named that way because it's very hard sometimes knowing exactly what it is. But that's kind of what they're familiar with now, and that's what they're calling it.
Yeah. All right. Well, now as the show goes on, we will probably have time to go into the details about the endocrine immune imbalance and then the difference between, you know, like Cushing's and Addison's and this endocrine immune imbalance. But, you know, I always promise callers priority, and we've got someone on the line waiting to speak with us. So let's go ahead and go to the phones. And line two, welcome to Animal World.
Hello.
You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner. Who's calling?
This is Helen.
Helen, welcome to Animal World. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Duval.
Duval, all right.
And I was just wondering, my cat is five. Her name is Zoe.
She's 5 years old. That's a cat, and her name is Zoe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a little overweight, but that doesn't seem to be the problem. She has a spot by her stomach, and it's around about 3 inches in diameter. Mm-hmm. And it's been that way. We've had her to the vet. They said she's fine. Her eyes are good. Her blood was good. Everything is good. But no hair grows back in.
So it's just like a spot on her. Is it on her belly? It's on her belly?
Yeah, down.
And,
you know,
and the hair is missing. The fur is missing.
Right.
Now, do you know what caused the hair loss to begin with?
No, I have no idea. Now, she's very skittish, very shy. And once in a while, we've gone away maybe 2 days at the most. And I...
I mean, the 2 days that you haven't seen her?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's an indoor, outdoor model?
Indoor.
Indoor only.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes she hides from you, huh?
Not so much from me, but from everybody else.
Okay.
From my husband.
So you're wondering what might be going on with this little patch of no hair, huh?
Yeah, it's just like a little fuzz comes back, but that's it. And I wondered if it's a habit that she's pulling it, or...
Well, I don't know. Dr. Al, what do you think?
Well, if it's not red,
no,
you know, inflamed and all, and it's just barely, it sounds like whatever occurred there on the skin damaged the hair follicles. So there is no hair growth. And occasionally with some of these cats, if they're imbalanced slightly, and they really don't have to be, what can happen is they can get a spider bite inside, especially when it's raining and cold. Spiders like to come in the house.
Uh-huh.
If she laid down on a spider and it bit her in the stomach, the toxins could have caused the hair loss, the circular area where no hair would come back. And if there's permanent damage, then you'll be lucky to see any hair at all. One thing you can do, Helen, is look at the top of her teeth.
Okay.
Look at the very edge of the gum there.
Uh-huh.
And see if there's a red line there, because if there is a red line, then she's got an imbalance and her thyroid can't work correctly to regrow hair.
Uh-huh.
That would be the other possibility, but it sounds like she got into some kind of an insect bite.
Yeah.
Now, Helen, if you continue to listen, we're going to talk more about this endocrine immune imbalance to help you understand it.
Right.
Because what Dr. Al is saying is that inflammation at the bottom of the gums, just above the teeth, that red line, is usually a good indicator with cats that they have this imbalance.
And about 70% of them, 30% have the imbalance and don't show that, but it is a fairly common thing that you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and because she's, she's 18 pounds.
Well, that's a big kitty.
She's a big cat. She has a sister, Rainy Day, we call her, and they're both five. But, they seem to get along all right, so I didn't think there was any problem there.
Well, with her, with her being afraid of other people or disappearing, that's something you might consider, too, if that red line is there, because that means her adrenal estrogen is high, and then you get this strange behavior. You actually get an extreme behavior. And we see cats that do hide, that are afraid of everybody but one person.
Right.
And this, again, may be related. It may not be. It may just be the personality. But with her weight and that and the fact that you've got the circular area with no hair, it sure sounds a little bit like you might have the syndrome going. But again, you can tell, Helen, just by looking. Look at the gums. See if you got a red line there, just above the teeth.
Yeah, because it sounds like, Dr. Alf, I'm understanding you correctly, we could have one of two situations going on here. We could have a cat that doesn't have the imbalance, but that laid on a spider or something and got bit, and somehow the hair follicles have been damaged, so they won't grow back. And the other case, which is probably more likely, that this cat has this endocrine immune imbalance, and you can get an idea by checking the gums to see if that red line is there. And if the red line is there, that indicates the cat does have the imbalance. If that's the case, that would mean the cat's thyroid isn't working right.
Okay.
And if the thyroid isn't working right, then you could have hair that won't grow back. You could have extreme shy or fearfulness, because it also affects behavior.
Yeah, that's true.
I also remember you mentioned that this cat's overweight.
Yes.
So a weight issue could also go along with thyroid problems, couldn't it, Dr. Al?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's looking like Zoe may have, you know, clinical signs of this imbalance. But the best way for you to know is to check those gums. Because, like I think you said, Dr. Al, 70% of cats with the imbalance will have an inflamed red line at the
exactly.
base of their gums.
And many times the teeth are cleaned, I think, unnecessarily so. The cats will have and dogs will have a horrible breath. And you look at the teeth, and the teeth look pretty fine. And the problem is, though, as this condition occurs and people realize and it travels on, you start losing teeth because you get gum retraction with the inflammation and root exposure. And you see many of these people come in to have the teeth cleaned because of the bad breath. Well, the bad breath comes from the imbalance, not the teeth.
I see. Yes,
and the tooth loss is all secondary. And even cleaning the teeth, it doesn't matter because the primary cause is still there and it's going to continue on until many of the teeth are lost. And you will see a patient that the owners have said, well, we just had bad teeth and they've fallen out. And you look and the gums are bright red.
Oh, dear.
Real common.
All right, I need to interrupt because we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Helen, would you like to hold on? Do you have more questions for
Dr. Al? The only thing I was going to say, what can I do about it? Will he be telling anything about what?
Yes, we will be talking about that.
Okay, I'll listen in.
Okay, and then you call back if you have more questions, okay?
Okay,
and check the gums, Helen.
Thanks,
all
Dr.
right,
Al.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Love you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Everybody stay right where you are. We'll take care of advertisers and sponsors. We'll be back with Dr. Al Plechner and Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. And boy, if you've got Christmas shopping to do for your animal friends, it's worth a trip to Marysville to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street, and they've got everything but the kitchen sink on sale, and all the sales are going through Christmas Day. And let's see, 10-gallon aquarium kits on sale for $34.99, and that's apparently a crazy low price. So if you've got somebody in your family that wants to get started in an aquarium for the Christmas, that would be a great gift. All ultra holistic dog food is $5 off. All 8-ounce natural balance treats or buy one get one free, and all cat cat furniture is 20% off. So get on up to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Are you ready for the next revolution in pet nutrition? Jackson Hole biochemist Kevin Meehan developed Mulligan Stew's patented formula through scientific research into cellular nutrition. The end result is a cutting-edge pet food that is uniquely formulated with quality ingredients and proper manufacturing methods to help your pets live longer, healthier lives and provide effective cellular detoxification. Mulligan Stew is now available in select specialty pet stores. Go to MulliganStewPetFood.com and find out why Mulligan Stew Pet Food is the pet food with a purpose.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, my. Have you ever roasted chestnuts?
You know, I don't think I've ever roasted chestnuts.
Dr. Al, you ever roasted chestnuts?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Wow, you're the only one. Were they good?
They're okay. I like macadamia, and that's better, Gary.
Okay.
And I like almonds better, too. But no, they were good.
All right, you guys. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, by the way, and you're listening to Animal World. And for that, I say thank you. We're winding down our first hour. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. Now, Dr. Al, you mentioned your website a little earlier, and that, of course, is www.drpleckner.com.
Correct.
The website is still up, but in the previous format, apparently, right?
Exactly.
But you said it's all been redone, and so there'll be a new website replacing the old one. How soon do you anticipate that happening?
I think probably momentarily. The webmaster is working on it right now, and the homepage will be the an ice age. Really, it'll be a picture of an iceberg.
Oh.
And we're going to be doing the whole thing, I think, in blue, just to show people what, from an environmental standpoint, the kind of the ice age that we're seeing environmentally as far as toxins and changes and all, you know, alternative things that are happening with water and with the soil and with our atmosphere, besides the genetics that has come along for a free ride. So hopefully it's going to be an all-encompassing type of a web that will be of value, I hope, to many, many different people and for many, many different types of animals also. And the new book, we're not sure what we're going to call it yet, but that hopefully will be out the end of January, and that will probably be an e-book for a while until we get it published. But that's going to hit.
And an e-book meaning that you will get it on the internet and,
right,
and download it from the website.
Exactly.
Oh,
and the thing is, it's going to hit a number of different topics like you and I've talked about over the years. Osteoporosis. How it
occurs.
Oh,
you know what? And that reminds me, you just said over the years. Gary, do you know what
today? 6 years.
Oh, I was going to ask Gary if he knew what today was.
Well, he didn't know what a roasted chestnut was,
yeah,
so how would he know what today is? Give me a break.
Well, it's our six-year, it's Dr. Al's six-year anniversary here on Animal World.
6 years?
It was 6 years ago today, the first Sunday of December, 6 years ago, that Dr. Al did the Vet Sunday on Animal World for the first time.
That's when you and I were younger, Gary.
Wow. Really?
Yeah,
can you believe 6 years? It's pretty hard to believe.
I was here.
Huh?
I was here.
Yeah, and that was the first time, and his book, Pets at Risk, which I'm holding, see, it was 2003.
Right, and you had the first book called Pet Allergies, Remedy for Epidemic, and that was in 1985, if you can believe that.
Right, yeah, the first book was Pet Allergies, Remedies for an Epidemic.
Sure. And my first publication was November 6th of 1976, if you can believe that.
Wow.
I was just born.
Yeah?
October 18th, 1976.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're just a baby. That's great.
Yeah, he's a youngster.
How's your daughter doing?
Great. We took her to see Santa yesterday. She didn't like that, but she's doing great.
Well, he's kind of a big, ugly dude, you know, with a beard, you know, with a baby that age. He's how old now, a year?
Year and a half. She'll be a year and a half on Christmas Day.
Well, when she's two, hide your credit cards, pal.
That's what she's doing.
Well, Gary told a cute story before we had you on the line that they took her to see Santa Claus yesterday. And apparently, as long as she was from a distance, she liked him and waved.
Yeah.
But then what happened, Gary?
It's just the physical.
You put her in his lap?
Yeah, yeah. And that didn't go well.
She just totally lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like going to take her to the zoo and having her look at bears, that's fine. But when she's got to sit on a bear's lap, not a good thing.
Different story.
Well, that's true. I didn't quite think about that. So, yeah, from a distance, she'll wave and be happy,
sure, yeah.
But I don't want to sit in that dude's
right.
lap. No way.
The closer she got.
I bet the bigger her eyes
yeah,
got.
Yeah.
Well, she can write, though, and she gets a list. You'll have to take her off the lap, trust me.
No, that's funny. At any rate, we expect that your new website will be launched any time now.
Yeah, momentarily.
And the new book that you've written, you said you've completed that. It's being edited at this time?
Yes, it's, Kurt Nims has been head of the whole thing. He's a gentleman that has the Airedale Rescue website, which is really major. And he and his entire family have been librarians for many, many years. He's at this, I'm not sure the university, but a major university. So he's got all the knowledge. He knows kind of how to push all this stuff. And so what he's done is he's sent the different attachments for the book. They're looking at the whole book in Australia. They're looking in England. And he's got about five, six, seven people in groups that are going through this thing to try to, like you have, Martha, to make it makes sense, but in a manner of which people can understand it.
Right.
And that's been the big thing. I've lived with this for so many years, and you know, I wake up at night thinking about it. It's been over 40 years working on this thing, and I just take it for granted. And as you know, you go through and you kind of repeat what I've said, but in a manner of which people can understand, which is great. It's super. Because that's the only way it's going to get out, is if people understand it and use it.
Well, I tell you what, that's what we'll do next. We're just about out of time for this hour. We're going to turn around. We're going to listen to the Jingle Cats, a couple of Jingle Cats holiday tunes. And then we will get going in the second hour. And Dr. Al, when we do that, as long as we don't have phone calls, we will go back to the basics. We'll talk about, because we've got Helen needs to know, what this is all about, and for her kitty Zoe, and how to address it. So we will go back and talk about what got Dr. Al started at discovering this endocrine immune imbalance, and then we'll describe what exactly it is, and then we'll tell Helen what you do about it, how you diagnose it, and how you treat it, and all that good stuff. We will have open phone lines for the rest of the show, and your calls take priority. So if you have an animal or human medical care question you would like to pose to Dr. Al, give us a call. Gary will just put you on hold. Sandy's not here today, so you'll know your call's been answered when you hear the radio show playing in your ear, and we'll pull you up.